Picture a basement office the size of a broom closet at the corner of Fifth Avenue and Pacific Street in New York City's borough of Brooklyn. Amidst the precarious stacks of electronic apparatus, yesterday's newspaper, and the remains of an expired deli sandwich, seated in front of a radio transmitter is our lead character, the dispatcher, a shortwave radio dispatcher for hire, private contractor to the airwaves. Clientele run the gamut from your everyday Joe to a third-party broker to a neighborhood security detail. In the heyday of the locomotive, dispatchers invented their own brand of slang, somewhat like citizen band lingo of the 1970s. Carrying green signified an oncoming train with green flags or green lights prominently displayed. Carrying green signaled that a second train was following closely behind.
We've got a red caboose heading our way and it's carrying green.
In today's episode, carrying green is reintroduced. With new context comes new meaning.
The caller is carrying green, over.
Suggesting that
we're not alone.
Or
this line is tapped.
Or perhaps completely the opposite.
The caller is carrying green, over.
Indicating that
I've got your back.
Or
help is on the way.
In turn of the century America, privacy and protection commodities were consumed like the fruit toppings on a bowl of Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. Fair warning, today's episode of The Dispatcher may leave your stomach feeling a little unsettled.
Me siento mal del estómago.
Cause delay in service. By purchasing this monthly service plan, you have entered into a relationship with yours truly. Your name and contact information has automatically been entered into the sweepstakes raffle. Please hold while I take this call.
I am static. You are static. What? I am static. I cannot move. And I am inscannable.
Dispatch.
Power of 10. 10 your track. Tension headache tentacle. Ten speed, tinsel strength, tinsel teeth, love me tender, 10 times better, this is your 10 o'clock wake-up call. 10, hut!
Strange. Where were we? Okay, for your information, Amendment 12, Section 18G of the Gemini Constant Communication Act requires that dispatchers inform clients of their right to service in the event of an emergency evacuation. Dispatch service personnel are required by law to carry mobile transmitters to offset the likelihood of service interruptions. This, my friend, is fucking bullshit. Good luck finding any Orange Zone service provider who will agree to such terms. Your transmission will be monitored at times according to the content liability laws. Violators of content liability laws will be reprimanded to the right broadcast nationwide compliance tribunal with the discretion of service dispatchers, blah, blah, blah.
And when does the service begin?
With deposit and first month's service fee paid in full and a signed licensing agreement. I can get you started today.
Well, I suppose I'm ready to begin now then. Let me grab my credit card first. Oh, here it is.
Stand by for our patented secure voice resonance login.
Modern-day dispatcher, the glue that holds the fabric of society together. The middleman, a modest man earning a meager living, in the middle of everybody's business. His finger on the pulse of the city, one might say he runs the show. But who looks after the middleman?
Look, I'm sorry that you lost your login. Everything you need to know about filing a report for a lost or stolen password is located in the help section of the licensing agreement. Read that through, give me a call back.
But I didn't lose my login. I've a head cold, and so my login isn't being recognized. My intonation is slightly different because of the cold. I can't do anything about it.
Well, if you are sick, you should be at home in bed resting.
Oh, Can't you just log me in on good faith? I have a business to run.
No, can do. Don't have the authorization for that. Without proper login, I cannot grant you or anybody else access to the system.
Come on. I'm sure you bend the rules all the time. I'm a good customer. A quick glance through your records, you'll see for yourself. You could put me on hold.
What is your problem, lady? First of all, I do not have the time to rifle through a backlog of paperwork. Secondly, do us both a favor and take better care of yourself. Take a pill, call your doctor, leave me out of it.
Oh, well, fine. It's obvious I am speaking to a zombie robot in need of an attitude adjustment. I hope this conversation's being recorded. Let it be known that I expect a reimbursement for the day without service, and if you don't adjust my bill, I will file a report.
Sorry, lady. There's some metallic noise on the line. I didn't catch that.
Good asshole.
Some time, but make it quick and keep a lid on it.
Always good to do business with you. The virus has been released.
Yes, I know. I've witnessed it myself. We're ready to move on to phase two now.
Say the word, and I'll have your sweet little antidote in the hands of at least 20 hungry proprietors by 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Work some magic. Make it happen by 4:30, and I'll throw in a pony. It won't get back to us, will it?
Untraceable.
Dispatch.
Missing password.
Please hold. That's got to be a record number for the day.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
We got another missing password. Prepare to be patched through.
Missing password?
Yes.
All right, well, let me stabilize my notepad. Okay, spell it out. How many characters?
Five, six.
Alphanumeric?
No, maybe. No, straight alpha.
Holographic?
That's still an option?
For those born before 2002, it's still the safest way to confirm immunization. So, what's it going to be? Holographic or non-holographic?
Yeah, holographic.
Last time password was honored?
That would be Tuesday morning toward the purchase of bagels.
Bagels, you say? Variety of bagel?
Does it matter?
We could possibly pick up on the scent, a suspicious waft. It's part of our training.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
Any identifying characteristics, demarcations you'd like to add to this report?
Client claims the missing password is a nonsense word.
Got that. And what did you say the username was?
It's Xanadude 14, spelled X-A-N-A-D-U-D-E underscore, followed by a number 14. That's 14. 10-4?
We're on the case.
New York City. Home to 8 million people, 5 boroughs, never a dull moment.
What are you wearing right now?
Boy, you sound like trouble.
Hey, I think we're carrying green. Switch to the backup frequency.
Nicknamed the Big Orange after decades of unrelenting government-issued orange alert status, New York City is now plagued with corruption, rampant with civil servant disobedience, and teeters on the brink of fiscal bankruptcy and moral disrepair. Counterterrorism task forces, uniformed and plainclothed police, have privatized to compete for high-paying jobs, protecting New York's financial and cultural institutions. Corporate status is no longer measured by financial success alone. The coin has flipped. Investors base their decisions on projected security profiles. Meanwhile, insecurity flourishes, reflected in the skyrocketing crime statistics of the outer boroughs. Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, even Staten Island hugs its security blanket at night. Widespread panic ensues. There is no hiding the dwindling number of resources available to the citizens of the outer boroughs. Temporary means of addressing an abysmal situation, the mayor elects to hand out temporary permits to volunteer citizen patrols, such as the Guardian Angels, and canine units like the Sniff Squad, in order to take back the streets and safeguard our vital information systems.
It is not enough to be vigilant. We must all take a turn protecting our city through never-ending vigilance. Together, we will take preemptive action. Expect traffic delays and increased security checkpoints, longer lines at your local supermarket, subway station, and post office. Use credit cards so that unauthorized purchases can be tracked. Remove metal objects, shoes, jackets, and all handheld electronics. Always, always carry proper ID. New York is a city in danger, so we must keep a watchful eye. We have no greater protection than the collective sobriety of our unique brand of citizens.
A comedian once said, if you're a New Yorker and you're not in therapy, you must be crazy. Vigilante group, the Sniff Squad, formed out of a therapeutic support group for canine-identified humans.
We are canine-identified because we, like dogs, have undergone behavior modification training. The daily pressure to conform to rules and regulations continues to play a large role in defining who we are, how society views us. Dogs have a leg up here with their pack sensibility and their talent to let things roll off the shoulder.
Will dogged persistence ultimately unleash their suppressed human spirits? Every dog has his day.
You go first. Snoopy, what would you like to talk about?
I'm conflicted. I feel accepted when I obey rules, but underneath society's approval, I know that I'm not being true to myself. I turn tricks for food, whatever it takes to please. I'm eager to deliver, especially around authoritative figures. They make me nervous, and when I'm nervous, I'm hungry. And when I'm hungry, I beg for food. Attention, it's a vicious cycle, Captain.
As humans, we often find ourselves faithful and obedient, making sacrifices, yet lacking the recognition and respect we deserve for our loyal support of leadership. All the while, our canine brethren receive unconditional love for the same guard.
Good dog!
Rather than hate man's best friend, we identify. There's life in the old dog yet. We have some work to do. Teamwork.
Dispatch.
Dispatch. Hello, dispatch.
Dispatch.
Dispatch. This is the Sniff Squad. We've got a bird in a tree. Copy.
Please repeat. Over.
We've got a bird in a tree. Repeat. A bird in a tree. Copy.
Roger that. No kidding. Continue, Sniff Squad. What can I do for you? Over.
Suspect is black. Juvenile male. Approximately 14 inches long, including tail feathers, and dressed in autumn colors. Suspect is unarmed, but appears to be a flight risk.
How can you tell?
Dispatch, suspect is acting suspicious and making a mockery out of the investigation. Please send backup. Over.
I got another call coming in. I gotta put you on hold. Dispatch.
I would like to place an order for delivery. I would like one order of...
Please hold while I pass you through.
Better in a hurry. How may I help you?
Could you send over one order of vegetable samosa, one coconut pakora, and order of chicken vindaloo, and...
Any rice?
Oh yes, boiled rice, please.
Anything to drink?
Dispatch, please hold.
Earlier that day in a Sniff Squad patrol meeting.
Your Sniff Squad assignment this week is to summon your inner dog. While on patrol, be aware of the authority that comes with your uniformed presence. Find a balance between human and dog. Work and play. Let sleeping dogs lie. It's against our genetic makeup to obey rules all the time. So invent new rules and have fun breaking them. It's time to shake things up. If we want to survive, we need to harness the hair of the dog, metaphorically and literally.
Sniff Squad?
Yes.
Encourage your suspect to join our Prospect Park lineup in the classic V flyover formation. We got a bird watching class holding on for identification verification.
Meet local poet Roy, recently fired from his position writing scripts for a telemarketing franchise. No longer his cup of tea. An ambitious type A personality, Roy started his own ad agency at age 11, sold the business at age 14, and still holds the reputation around the neighborhood as that kid who started his own ad agency at age 11 and sold it at age 14. Age 16, our soon-to-be poet met Wanda, his first love. Within a year, Wanda stole Roy's best ideas, broke his heart, and made herself a small fortune on the free market. Age 18, now a man, Roy put his anger aside and took up interest in the collection of vintage Culture Jam and Phone Freak magazines. He romanticizes the days when his thinking was free, before even the introduction of free weekend thinking minutes plans. Roy now works part-time for a sparse wage, placing wake-up calls for a small company. He writes his own scripts. He calls them poems. Roy is committed to the idea that someone out there is listening, and he hopes his poems can move minds from rest to unrest.
Hello?
Once upon a time, one love, just one calorie, one giant step for mankind, this is your 1 o'clock wake-up call. Wake up!
What? Oh, thank you.
Meanwhile, Sniff Squad agents approach a double-parked vehicle.
Excuse me, Sniff Squad. Do you mind stepping out of your vehicle, sir?
Yes, I do.
That's cool. That's fine. Just keep your cool, okay? Do you mind if we have a sniff around? We're looking for something.
It's not going to take all day, is it? What are you looking for?
We're looking for something to do. You sound like a man in a hurry.
I think I smell some radiator fluid.
My notepad is full. Take a mental note.
Hey, Snoopy. What do you know? He's got a frisbee in the back seat.
You serious, Clyde? Hey, Captain. He's got a frisbee in the back seat, and it's vintage.
Can we play with it, Captain?
Well, okay, let me ask. The boys want to know if you will loan us your frisbee disc, sir, for a light game of fetch.
Yeah. Can we borrow it, sir?
Say yes. Say yes.
Fetch is a rewarding exercise, wouldn't you agree? It teaches us disciplinary skills and alertness while promoting healthy teeth and gums. So many useful applications. Genius, really. Are you up to date on the latest disc? Oh, I can see now that you are not. Well, this one was a notable version. It has GPS and SMS, in addition to a built-in wireless transfer. A classic. The new ones are much more streamlined, but they only let you play the traditional game. A permit for one of these babies cost a pretty dime, I'll bet. Did I mention that we're due for a break about now? Mind if we toss it around?
If I can get it back, right? Or is this...
Oh, yes, sir. Well, almost certainly. They're good dogs, sir.
I've only got a few minutes before I have to...
I'll throw it first!
Okay, right here. Over here.
Yes, all right. Heads up. Here it comes. Good catch.
Dispatch.
There's a problem.
Tell me that you are not screwing this up for us, Vincent.
I told you not to mention my name. I've been detained by the Sniff Squad.
What do they want?
I don't know. They said they were looking for something, and they asked if they could sniff around.
Well, what did you say?
I told them they were barking up the wrong tree. No, of course not. I had to comply.
Well, did they find anything? Are they still there?
A frisbee.
What? A frisbee?
They found my frisbee in the back seat, and they're across the street playing with it.
Come on, I'm open.
Cry, baby, cry.
Get it. I got it. It's mine.
Look at that.
What is it?
Get it. It's a squirrel. Get it.
The bad news is I was storing the data on the Frisbee disk.
Did you back up the data?
To save time, I chose not to. It's too late to do anything about it now. The point-to-point transfer system that activates the disk engaged on the first pass, and besides, one of them slobbered all over it.
Hey, you two, the Frisbee, pay attention. Set a good example.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
No, my bad. Captain's making her way back over here. I'm carrying Green. Gotta go.
Use your brain. And don't worry about the minutes.
We only have time for one more throw.
You throw it this time and I'll catch it. Snoopy, stop chewing on it and throw it.
Yeah, totally. You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Go.
Listen, I hate to mention this, but as you can plainly see, you are blocking a virtual parking space. Since you've been so cooperative about sharing your Frisbee, I'm gonna let you off with a warning.
Gee, thanks.
Man, that felt... I haven't had that much fun in...
Hell yeah, dude, hot diggity.
That was stupid real.
I really worked up an appetite.
Did you bring any snacks?
Give the gentleman back his Frisbee and thank him.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was great.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, time to wrap up the break.
You're all clear, by the way. We didn't find anything suspicious.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good detective work, boys.
6 months earlier, in the interest of national security, citizens were asked to disengage all communication technologies equipped with menu, option, and tracking features, whereby eliminating the use of mobile phones and computers and grandstanding a back-to-basic sensibility. In concert came the announcement of a campaign for bundled thinking minutes plans. Right-wing pundits advocate that thinking minutes plans encourage conservative use of the brain. Girl Scouts peddle a new line of extreme smart electronics door-to-door. Disposable walkie-talkies and two-way radios are promoted as fashionably retro and tragically accessible, never mind one's age or income bracket. The elderly, however, perhaps slow to catch on, are baffled at how to operate these rather crude single-button devices.
This just in. All two-way radio systems have been deemed safe for toddler use and for the monitoring of babies, putting to rest for once and for all the myth that exposure to radio waveforms is harmful or has ever been even remotely responsible for early childhood development problems.
Protesters descend on Washington for a massive weekend-long free speech rally.
There would be even more of us here if it weren't for the ban on the dashboard EMAP systems.
The president responds to the uprising during the delivery of his weekly radio address to the American public. His is a message of unity.
Now is not the time for anonymity. The time for anonymity has passed. Now is the time for action and accountability and non-anonymity. Now is the time for fellow Americans to come together. No man, woman, or child shall be left out, regardless of race, creed, or sexuality. We will all have equal access to two-way radios in our homes, in our libraries and schools, in our places of business, in our public transit systems, in our cars, speedboats, scooters, and especially on our persons at all times. We will call ourselves the Citizen Band. United we stand, divided we will not stand for.
They're going to build a television station on the moon, aren't they?
The DigiBan penalizes businesses for making the tools that make free speech possible. This is in direct violation of our constitutional rights.
is a party for government contracts and eavesdroppers who otherwise have to survey high volumes of dull menu option-inspired thinking.
We're left no choice. Failure.
Crash that party.
Peanuts, get your fresh peanuts.
The Digiban has increased neighbor-on-neighbor surveillance exponentially, and mandatory thinking minutes plans keep the national literacy rate at a record low. Regardless of the rash of anti-government conspiracy theories, the vast majority of citizens enthusiastically buy up plans and radios as if they're signing on for a new breed of reality game show.
Good afternoon. I interrupt your day with this late-breaking security update. Alert status remains at the level orange. Libraries and lava lamps have been added to the list of weapons of mass distraction. Repeat, disengage with all libraries and lava lamp activities immediately. Two-way radio systems have been declared safe for toddler use and for the monitoring of babies. Radio waves are no longer harmful. They are now deemed responsive, given the results of a new government study. Alternate street-side parking is in effect until Monday, and for a probationary period, citizens are asked to omit personal pronouns from citizens' vocabulary. Citizens are asked to go about citizens' days as per the usual.
Hello?
Four seasons. Four-door. Four-wheel drive. Forever traffic. Four-letter word. Forgive me. 49ers game, fourth down, four-leaf clover, forks and knives, for your information, four servings, 4 grams of fat per serving, fortified with 14 essential vitamins and minerals, for crying out loud, for fuck's sake, this is your 4 o'clock wake-up call, wake up!
10-4.
Could you call back in half an hour?
Yes.
Thank you.
This concludes today's episode of The Dispatcher, Carrie and Green, written and directed by Kristen Lucas.